Welcome to DeedNB College. In this lesson, we're taking a VHS rave stab, warping it properly in Ableton Live 12, and turning it into something that feels like a real DNB arrangement tool, not just a random sample loop. The goal here is simple. Make the stab land on time, keep its attitude, and shape it so it can work as a hook, a transition marker, or that big call and response moment that lifts a drop. That matters in drum and bass because the arrangement moves fast. You do not get much room to hide. If the sample is loose, it smears the groove. If it is too long, it fights the snare. If the low end is messy, it blurs the whole drop. But if you handle it well, a single stab can carry a huge amount of identity. Start by choosing the right source. You want a VHS rave stab with a clear attack and a strong tonal character. Not a washed out pad. Not a soft wash of sound. Something with edge. Something that already feels a little nostalgic and a little dangerous. Drag it into Ableton, then trim it so the useful part starts right on the transient. If there's tape hiss or dead air before the hit, cut it unless you specifically want that texture. Keep the tail for now, because that decay is often where the character lives. What to listen for here? The hit should feel immediate. It should not sag into the bar. And the tail should feel musical, not like it's spilling into the next snare. Once the clip is trimmed, turn warp on and choose the mode that suits the sample. If it's a more tonal, chord-like stab, Complex Pro is usually a solid place to begin. If it's sharper and more rhythmic, Beats or Complex can work better depending on how much pitch preservation you need. The important thing is not just making it work, but making it work without chewing up the tone. If the sample starts sounding lumpy, metallic, or weirdly stretched, you've gone too far for that source. A good beginner move is to line the first clear transient up with the start of bar 1. Then check the next strong hit and make sure it also sits cleanly against the grid. Don't keep warping forever. Once the transient is stable and the phrase feels locked, you're probably done. And this is why it works in DNB. The drums are moving fast. The snare is a major anchor, and the arrangement depends on precision. A warped stab that lands cleanly can add drama without wrecking the pocket. That's the difference between a looped sample idea and something that actually feels like a record. Now think like a DJ and like an arranger. DNB phrases need to be readable. A clean 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar idea gives the track shape and makes it easier to mix. A very usable pattern is to let bar 1 hit hard, bar 2 answer, bar 3 repeat with a slight change, and bar 4 leave a little space or add a small fill. That gives the phrase direction. At this point, you've got a few choices. You can keep it very tight and repetitive for a darker roller feel, or you can make small variations. Cross the phrase for something more rave-forward and more obvious as a hook. If you're aiming for jungle, rave, or high-energy drop music, those variations can really lift the section. If you're going for a more minimal or neuro-adjacent feel, keep it stricter and let the drums carry more of the motion. There's no wrong answer, but the phrase needs intention. Next, turn the sample into something playable. For a beginner workflow, dropping it into simpler is often the easiest route. Use one-shot mode so the stab fires cleanly. Trim the start just enough to remove any dead air, but not so much that you lose the transient. Keep the attack fast, usually around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the release short, often under 200 milliseconds, unless the phrase specifically needs more tail. You want the hit to speak, then get out of the way. What to listen for now? Does the hit feel immediate against the snare? And does the tail stop before it starts covering the next kick or bass movement? If the answer is no, shorten the release or trim the end. That one adjustment fixes a lot of beginner problems. Now shape the sound with a simple stuck device chain. You do not need anything fancy here. A very solid starting point is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. First, use EQ8 to clear out unwanted low end. A gentle high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is often enough, depending on the sample. If the stab feels boxy, look around 250 to 500 Hz and ease out some mod. If it's harsh, try a small dip in the upper mids instead of making it brighter. That usually sounds more natural. Then add saturator for edge and density. A little goes a long way. Around 2 to 6 dB of drive is often plenty. If the stab needs a firmer front edge, soft clip can help. Just remember, saturation should add character, not just volume. If the attack disappears, back off. After that, auto filter is your movement tool. In a transition, a low pass sweep can make the stab feel like it's opening up into the drop, or you can use a gentle high pass if you want it to sit lighter in the arrangement. And finally, utility helps you control width. Keep the core centered. If the sample feels too wide, especially in the low mids, narrow it a bit. If you want width, it's usually safer to create it with a return, a higher layer, or a small effect on top rather than making the main body huge and unstable. For a dirtier, heavier direction, another simple chain could be drum boss, a Q8, and utility. Drum boss can add bite and weight fast, but be careful with the drive and boom. It is easy to make something sound massive in solo and messy in context. Always check it with the drums. That brings us to the real test. Place the stab against the groove, not just on the grid. Put it in context with kick, snare, break, and bass. In DNB, the stab should support the rhythm, not sit on top of it like a sticker. Loop 4 or 8 bars of drums, drop the stab in, and listen to how it interacts. Then bring the bass back in and check again. What to listen for here? Does the stab make the groove feel bigger, or does it flatten it? And can you still hear the snare clearly if the track is snare-led? If the snare disappears, shorten the tail. If the kick gets muddy, take more low mid out around 150 to 300 Hz. A stab that sounds huge in isolation can easily crowd the mix once the bass returns, so always test it in the full context. That habit alone will save you a lot of time. Now let's give it movement. A static stab can work, but a little automation makes it feel like part of the arrangement. The safest and most musical moves are filter and level. You might open the cutoff gradually before a drop, maybe from around 400 Hz up toward 8 or 12 kHz. Or you might create tiny volume dips before a snare hits so the groove breathes. Even a subtle reverb send in the last beat or two of a phrase can create tension, as long as you cut it hard when the drop lands. Keep the motion readable. You do not need hyperactive automation on every beat. One or two strong gestures usually does more than a dozen tiny ones. In DNB, clarity wins. A phrase that tells the listener where the energy is going will always feel stronger than one that just wiggles around. If the stab is acting more like a transition tool than a lead motif, consider printing it to audio once the timing and warp are right. That makes it easier to chop, reverse, fade, and commit to the arrangement. It also stops you from accidentally changing the warp behavior later. For a lot of DNB work, committing early is a smart move once the decision is made. Then drop it into a full 16-bar section and judge the job it's actually doing. Is it a hook? Is it punctuation? Is it tension? A good DNB stab should not occupy every moment. It should appear where the arrangement needs identity. Maybe it arrives filtered in the intro every 4 bars. Maybe it lands hard in the first drop every 2 bars. Maybe the second drop uses the same phrase, but chopped differently or pushed an octave down. That keeps the identity while letting the energy evolve. This is where DJ friendliness really matters. Leave room for mixing. Clean phrase lengths, obvious landmarks, and a bit of breathing space before and after the main statement make the track easier to blend. If every bar is packed, the track becomes harder to mix and less effective in a club. One more crucial check. Mono. VHS Reeve sounds often feel huge in stereo, but club systems can punish phase problems. Hit utility and check the stab in mono. If the body disappears or the tone shifts dramatically, the stereo image is too dependent on phase. Keep the core centered and let the width live in the higher detail, the ambience, or a separate layer. The strongest part of the stab should still feel solid in mono. The edges can move, but the center has to stay locked. If you want a heavier, darker variation, try letting the stab answer the snare instead of competing with it. That's a big one in darker DNB. You can also duplicate the stab and detune a quieter layer slightly up or down for menace, while keeping the main hit clean and strong. Or try a short reverse lead-in before the hit, then cut it hard on the downbeat. That pre-hit pull can make a drop feel much bigger without needing more material. And here's a useful mindset shift. Treat the stab like an arrangement element, not a novelty sample. Do not ask, does this sound cool in solo? Ask, does this help the section feel like a record? That question will keep your decisions focused and your arrangement stronger. So, to recap, find a stab with a strong attack and clear identity. Trim it cleanly. Warp it so the transient lands on the grid. Shape it with EQ, saturation, filtering, and careful width control. Place it against the drum groove, not just on the beat grid. Use simple automation to create tension and payoff. Then check it in the full mix and in mono so it stays punchy, readable, and DJ friendly. Now it's your turn. Build an 8-bar DNB ready VHS rave stab phrase using one sample and stock Ableton devices only. Make one cleaner version and one dirtier version. Keep one main automation move. Then test both with drums and bass. If the stab lands with confidence, stays out of the way of the snare, and feels like part of a real arrangement, you've nailed it. Take your time, trust your ears, and keep it moving. This is the kind of detail that makes a track feel proper.